Avi Weisvogel with The Happiest Dentist, coming to you with today's tip. It is just amazing to me how much of bad information is out there. Not, you know, that the information that you're going to get you is going to necessarily harm you in any way. But the amount of information that is out there for dentists to look at and say, oh, this sounds great, this sounds great. It's just almost impossible to take something and then do anything with it other than go on a path in your career. You should almost be given like a big brother when you come out into the dental world, someone who matches up to your personality and has gone through similar things or has similar career aspirations to you, whether they've reached them or not. You can learn from their wisdom, from what they did, what they didn't do. You can learn what not to do. And yet, you come out as a dentist, and the track is almost exactly the same for all of them, right? So, let's see. Start off the following way. 250 grand in debt. That's the start. Not a great start. Now you're left with a choice, right? Choice one, which is why most people went to dental school, is called buy a dental practice, where you're your own boss. That is the path most dentists take. Yes, there are dentists who graduate dental school and do not own their own practice. They're called workers, employees, associates. They don't have the desire to be a boss. Interesting that they chose dentistry for a career, but not, you know, not crazy. This is what they chose. It's a safe career. You'll make a good enough living. You'll never have to worry about business. Your ceiling is here. Your floor is there. There's your career. I just defined it in about a few inches right there. On the other hand, there's the boss, the guy who owns his practice. And then he has to decipher how to go about this mess of a dental world. So you are bombarded with information, including this video, by the way. You're bombarded with information, most of which is complete hogwash. I still get all the emails, even though I haven't done a lick of dentistry for years. That's why I'm the happiest dentist, right? Even though I haven't done a lick of dentistry for years, I still get am bombarded with all these emails on how great this program is, how great that program is. It's like most consulting programs have one thing in common. The consultants tend to do well, and then the people who are following along maybe not as well. Unless, of course, there's a niche involved with it. You know, a niche consulting, that makes sense. Focus in on one little thing. Make sure you do it better than anybody and absolutely kick butt with that little niche. Now, depending on the niche you choose, and it could be cosmetics, it could be implant dentistry, in my case, sleep apnea, depending on the little niche that you choose, you got to decide to become the expert, right? So certain things require training, schooling, different set of skills. In the end, guess what it comes down to? All the same thing, right? Business sense, sales and marketing, business, sales, sales. Show me a business that sales can't cure, and I'd say we've hit fantasy land. On the other hand, kill it at sales and your business is going to do well. There we go. We just summed up consulting in, you know, one short little term. Kill it at sales and you're going to do great. Your business is going to do better. Sales cures all. All right? That certainly makes sense to me. The question is how are you positioning yourself to sell? What makes you better to sell than somebody else? Where is your knowledge? That's why all these different pieces of information you're getting thrown at you don't necessarily do anything other than confuse you. Let me throw money at this place. This one sounds good. Maybe this place sounds good. Maybe that place sounds good. When it really just comes down to that one little thing. Master your field and learn how to sell it better than anybody. This is what I guess I've devoted most of my life to, most of my career to. Pick a little subject, master it, and sell the crap out of it. That's what I love teaching people how to do. That's what I would love to teach you how to do. Pick a field, master it, and then let's position you to just sell the crap out of it. Your skill level, yeah, sure, there has to be a basic skill level, but one from the other, whoever positions themselves better, there's the boss. There's the expert. There's the guy who just took over the entire industry. So what do you do? How do you decide with all this information thrown at you? How do you decide where to go? You know, there's financial consultants. I'm going to play right now the role of the best financial consultant in the world. You can ask me a question. Pretend you asked me anything. No. Don't do that. That's a bad idea. This is me acting like a financial consultant or an accountant or a healthcare attorney. No. Don't do that either. You know why? Because you never get into trouble. If you ask me a piece of advice and I tell you don't to do it, a couple things are going to happen. Number one, you won't listen to me. You do it anyways. If you do great, you're going to be laughing all the way to the bank and I'll still be your financial consultant. On the other hand, if you do it and you don't succeed, I'll say, listen, that was not a great one. You should listen to me. I knew that one wasn't going to turn out the right way. Or we just get to the other part where I never steer you wrong. I have never led you down a path that's a bad path. We're always choosing the safe path. We say no to everything, right? This is why you'll be stuck in there, right? Even if you're your boss, I'm sitting there holding a tissue in my hand for some reason. If you're the boss and you are listening to somebody else when it comes to decisions that affect your future, so you graduate from school, you're an associate. You graduate from school and you're just following somebody else's advice when they come to finances. Learn how to master a field and sell it. My hands can't go wide enough. Master your field, guys. Learn how to sell the crap out of it, and the sky is not even going to hold you back. Today's tip, master your field and sell the crap out of it. Have